For a moment, Iris looked as if she wanted to spit, and Corrus didn't blame her a bit. "I'm sure they've got better sources than I do, than we do," he said. "Or, at least, that their sources can get their reports to Zion faster than our agents can get reports to us. But anything they know about Coruscant is second-hand at best, even if it is more recent than anything we've heard. I'm not surprised they'd want to pick the brain of one of your father's counselors."
"Especially his spymaster's brain, you mean?"
Iris's lips twitched a brief smile. It was very brief, though.
"And especially now that Father's dead. No doubt they want your impression of how our people are likely to have reacted when Caleb assassinated him."
This time, Corrus only nodded. He'd watched Iris Dakin grow up. In fact, as he'd once admitted to her, he'd been present on more than one occasion when her diaper had been changed. He knew exactly how close she'd been to her father, exactly how she'd taken his murder. And although he'd tried his very best to keep her mind open to other possibilities, he knew exactly who she blamed for that murder. Personally, Corrus's suspicions lay in a somewhat different direction. But there were dangers, especially for her, in laying those suspicions too plainly before her.
"I'm sure that's one of the things they'll want to discuss," he agreed. "At any rate, though, I think this probably means they're planning on leaving you and Divan here in Talkeera with King James, at least for the foreseeable future. It's going to take me better than 2 months just to get to Zion, and I don't have any idea how long they plan on my staying once I get there. Since I don't think they're contemplating separating me permanently from Divan, or that they're likely to be planning on sending him anywhere without me along as his guardian, that probably means they expect to leave him right here for at least 5 or 6 months. Probably longer, actually."
"I can't say I'd be entirely sorry if they did."
Iris sighed and shook her head.
"Neither of us really likes it here, but he needs some stability, Philip. Needs some time in one place to heal."
"I know." Corrus reached across the table and patted the back of her left hand gently.
"I know, and I'll do my best to convince them of that as well."
"I know you will."
Iris smiled at him, hoping he didn't see the edge of fear behind her expression. She knew Philip Osgood. Despite the reputation some assigned him, she knew how loyal he'd always been to her father, and she herself trusted him implicitly. Probably more than she really ought to, she thought sometimes. Not because she thought there was truly any likelihood of his betraying her trust, but simply because, as her father had always said, no one who sat on a throne, or who was responsible for supporting someone who did, could ever afford to completely trust anyone. But there was a reason her father had selected Corrus as her own and Divan's guardian. And part of that reason was that in Philip Osgood's case, at least, he'd set aside his own injunction against trusting too deeply.
"Which is exactly why they'll try to separate us from you, if they realize the truth, Philip," she thought. "For right now, they may well believe all those stories you and Father always encouraged about your own ambitions and sinister motivations. But if they ever figure out where your true loyalties lie, that you aren't prepared to cheerfully sacrifice Divan for your own advantage, or to curry favor with them, you'll become a potential liability, not an asset. And if that happens, Trenaire and Clinton won't hesitate for an instant about declaring us, or Divan at least, official wards of the Council of Vicars."
She looked across the table at him in the lamplight, studying his expression, and, for a moment at least, feeling every bit as young as the rest of the world thought she was. Wishing she were still young enough to climb up into his lap, put her head down on his shoulder, and let him hug away her fears while he promised her everything would be all right. But everything wasn't going to be all right ever again, and she knew it.
Don't let them take you away from me, Philip, she thought. Whatever else happens, don't let them take you away.